morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Duckersloop.
Thanks, Juke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital. April is National Volunteer Month, and it celebrates ordinary people doing extraordinary things to improve communities across the nation. This morning, Volunteer Services Coordinator Cindy McPherson is with me, plus several other Zealand Community Hospital volunteers, Marge Pyle and John Ellis. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's nice to have a full studio, isn't it, Juke?
It is.
It is wonderful.
Yeah, you're going to tell us all about the history of National Volunteer Month?
Yes, I will. National Volunteer Month, or week, began in 1974 as a way to recognize and celebrate the efforts of volunteers. And, Juke, 1974, it started with a president. Now, here I'm going to test your history a little bit, or maybe even one of you who are listening. 1974. Who do you think was the president then? Does anybody have any idea? Any guesses?
Nixon.
Nixon. Exactly right, Juke. You could be on Jeopardy. Getting the right answer. It was President Richard Nixon who established National Volunteer Week with an executive order in 1974. And since that time, every sitting U.S. president since Nixon has issued a proclamation during National Volunteer Week, urging Americans to give their time to community outreach organizations. And so I went on the web and I thought, how many people actually volunteer? And the statistics I got was from 2012. Okay, Juke, are you going to pass the Jeopardy question again? How many Americans do you think volunteer?
I would say about 10 million.
10 million. It is way up. One in four Americans volunteered in 2012 through an organization. That's 64.5 million Americans volunteered nearly 7.9 billion hours. And that is estimated to be nearly $175 billion of, you know, money that would have been paid out to someone. So kudos, if you are listening and you are a volunteer, we just want to thank you and recognize you. But we are going to talk about some of the volunteers at Zealand Community Hospital this morning. And I have with me Cindy McPherson, who is the Volunteer Services Coordinator. Cindy, we've talked about how many, you know, millions of volunteers. How many volunteers are there at Zealand Community Hospital?
We have about 110 volunteers.
And how old do you have to be a volunteer?
You can start out at 14. We have limited positions, but you can be as old as 110 if you want.
110.
There's room for me.
There is room for you, Juke, certainly. With all your extra time, we would love to have you come. Cindy, about how old is the oldest volunteer?
In their late 80s.
Has the hospital done anything to recognize volunteers this month?
We did. Actually, Volunteer Week was the first week of April, and we sent them out cards thanking them. And along with that was a little gift card that they could pick a gift item from Spectrum Health, and they could send it back in, and then that gift was mailed directly to them. And then also tomorrow on April 25th, we are celebrating them by having an event in the afternoon.
And they will enjoy that. I don't, maybe a sneak preview of that, or don't volunteers know what it is?
No, we can give them a sneak preview. We have a presenter of Sheila Johnson, who does the Eat Together. It's on the website. Her website is Eat Together. And we are actually baking a strawberry cake that she presents. So it'll be a fun little event.
Mm. And people are, of course, going to be able to eat it.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
And be able to take the recipe home.
Yes.
And it sounds wonderful. But it's a great opportunity, isn't it, for
it is.
Us to thank our volunteers. And I know there will be people with department directors and other people in leadership that will be there
Correct.
To express their appreciation. Cindy, what do you appreciate about the volunteers that you work with?
I just appreciate their willingness to come in and give their time and their talents to us. And I learned so much from them. They're just some wonderful people who come in and volunteer their time.
And now, John, I'm going to ask you some questions, and we're going to share the mic here. How long have you been a volunteer at the hospital?
About 6 years.
And why did you decide you wanted to volunteer?
Well, to take up some of my time, which I have now that I'm retired, and to volunteer at the hospital, too.
And you're a busy man at the hospital. About approximately how many hours are you giving a week in time to the hospital?
About 9 hours a week.
That's pretty good, isn't it, Juke?
Yes,
nine
it is.
Hours of time. So, John, tell us about some of the areas that you are working in the hospital.
Well, I do records up in HIM, which is the information management. I enter data. I work in the business office making deposits and counting change. I deliver meals, which is one of the reasons I have to leave today. And I also work in the gift shop. I take care of the books in the gift shop.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive, isn't it, Juke? Yeah. A man of all trades. In all of those areas, what do you enjoy about volunteering? Or maybe specifically, you know, what do you enjoy about delivering meals?
Well, mostly I enjoy just working with the people that are involved. They're great people out there, and even the people I deliver meals to are very nice and very appreciative of it.
You know, John, there are many opportunities to volunteer. If someone is listening and they're saying, why should I volunteer at Zeeland Community Hospital, what would you say would be the reason?
Well, the two main reasons are, one is it helps to take away some of the time, and the other one, you're working with some great people. They really are nice out there.
And John actually has to leave the studio right now because he is going to go deliver meals, and we know that there are people that are waiting for those meals. And
hungry.
They're hungry. So, John, thanks for coming in, and we appreciate all that you do for Zeeland Community Hospital.
You're welcome.
Cindy, tell us about some of the volunteers at Zeeland Community Hospital. You mentioned that there are 14-year-olds and all the way up into their late 80s. What areas do they work in?
They work in the cafeteria as an assistant there, helping out. Could be at the front desk greeting people, guests or patients that are coming into our hospital. The emergency room, we have a lot of college students that work in that area. Clerical positions,
delivering
meals, definitely, yes.
What about, do you have any volunteers that even do work at home? I know I've been involved with the siblings class at the hospital, and I know we give out little hats for the babies that are going to be born. Can people do knitting or things of that for sewing for the hospital?
Yes, we have different things. Ladies that will do the, and actually we've actually have some men who have knitted little baby caps for us and dropped them off at the hospital. We do the prayer quilts. A lot of the hospital or the church guilds and stuff will do for us. And we do have an individual who actually makes sock aids for us and walker bags.
So some of those things, if you can't get out into the hospital, you could be doing at your house.
Correct.
What are the requirements for being a volunteer? If someone's listening and they say, I'd like to volunteer at Zeeland Community Hospital, how do they go about finding out how they can do it, and what do they have to do?
Sure. Really, one of the requirements we look for is somebody who wants to be around people and enjoys being around the people, meeting new people. Of course, we always have requirements of having a TB test. You do have to go through background checks. Those are just things that have to be done. But just somebody who has good customer service skills and wants to give back to the community.
Do they have to go through an orientation?
They do. It's just a quick little interview that just to find out a little bit more about them, and then orientation so they learned what we expect out of them coming in, and a little bit more about Spectrum Health.
Okay, Marge, how long have you been a volunteer at the hospital?
I would say about 14 years. I started at the old hospital with delivering meals.
And what attracted you to Zeeland Community Hospital?
What attracted me? Well, it was closer for me to travel to, first of all, and I just liked the people there.
Okay, you said you delivered meals. What did you enjoy about delivering meals?
Well, meeting the people when I would deliver meals, and they wanted to talk, and they're so happy to see someone. But I tell them, I have to hurry or the next ones will get cold meals.
But there was some satisfaction, isn't that? Because maybe you were the only person that they were going to see for the day.
That's true. That's true. Very true.
Okay, so you've delivered meals at the hospital. You're not doing that anymore. You've graduated to a different area. What are you doing now?
I'm working in the cafeteria, and I really love it. And why do I work there? Because I love meeting the people. It's really fun.
You started out when the hospital was on Pine Street and a different cafeteria system at that time.
Oh, yes. I didn't know my math then because I had to figure that out in my head. And now I go to the new hospital and all I have to do is punch the numbers.
You know, for some people, they may say, you know, technology, you know, using a computerized, cash register. Was that difficult for you to learn?
No, it wasn't, because I do like numbers. But I think it's good for your mind to keep working like that as you get older.
And what else do you, and you said, what do you enjoy about volunteering?
Well, I like making coffee, even if I don't drink it. And it gets me from staying at home and what do I do next? And if I got a day, I can volunteer, and it's just good for everybody.
How many hours a week are you volunteering at the hospital?
I volunteer 4 hours.
And you talked about training. You know, for someone who's listening, they're saying, you know, there might be an opening in the cafeteria. Training is provided, isn't there, Cindy?
It is.
And you receive training to work the...
Yes, somebody will help you for a day, and if you need more training, they sure would. And it's not hard. It's just a good thing. You keep busy, and that's what I like.
March, does volunteering prohibit you from going south for the winter?
No, that's what's nice about being a volunteer. You can take off when you want to, especially if you want to go on a little trip. Yes, you take off.
And you're also involved not only at Zealand Community Hospital, but in other areas of volunteering, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I mean, at church and taking care of my great-grandchildren. And also on Thanksgiving Day, making that big dinner for so many people, which is a lot of fun, right, Sarah?
Yeah, it is at the Holland City Mission. Marge, you know, if someone were listening and they were saying, why should I consider volunteering? You know, I worked all my life. Now my time is just to, you know, do what I want to do. What would you say to them?
Well, I think, you have a lot of time when you retire, and when you can volunteer and help someone else, that's just great. And I think, like I said before, that just keeps your mind occupied, and it's just good for you.
And we appreciate what you're doing. You mentioned Marge about the coffee. Marge, what time you start in the morning?
I know some of them, they may start at 8. That's up to them. But I'm always up early, so I start at 7. And good thing, because it's really busy with making coffee early in the morning.
People appreciate it when Marge is there, because that coffee is there. Marge, are there any perks that you receive for volunteering?
Oh, yeah, we get a free meal. So now when we get done with this, we can go there and have a meal.
So you enjoy it?
Yes, I do.
Cindy, what volunteer needs do you have at this time?
I have needs in our cafeteria, at the front desk, as a greeter, and in our gift shop.
And how would people get more information about volunteering?
Well, they can call me when I get back to my office at 616-772-7581, or go to our website.
And that is spectrumhealth.org/Zealand. Thanks so much. If you are a volunteer out there, for what you are doing in our community, and thanks for listening to Wellspring. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.